All right, man. How you doing? It's been a long time. Yeah, haven't been sat down and had a beer with you in ages,
mate.
What are we drinking today?
So, drinking our Pump Yard series, it's a cryo hot strong paler.
Mm-hmm.
Giving back to Pump Yard a little bit and back to our customers, we sort of started the Pump Yard range where I get my assistant brewer to really just play around with beer and see what we can achieve and see what we can do. So, I've never really used cryo hops before, so.
Yep.
Just wanted to sort of play around and see what that does. We use cryo hops in Reposition, which is our dark keeper. And I had some left over, and I'm like, you know what? I really want to
throw it in something
else. Yeah, just do something different, put something on the bar. Because we've got, something like, I think we've got 12 taps.
Yeah, okay.
So, they're not all double taps. Some are double taps, some aren't. So we just, if we've got a spare tap, just do something for it.
Throw it on.
Yeah.
Apart from that, just a standard pale recipe and you just cryo hop throwing it?
This one's sort of play on...
What's the cryo hop? Was it?
Cryo pop.
Yeah. Was it a it's variety?
Yeah, cryo pop is a variety from cryo malt. It's a Yakima Chief one.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you what the actual blend is,
So
it's probably just a blend of different. And then... Simple Mosaic Citra cryo hop, so it was just had a lot of different hops, those sort of big juicy hops.
Mm.
So I was just like, just throw it out.
It's quite pithy and it's got that really nice sort of like boiled sweet. You right there, mate?
Yep.
First time drinking beer on camera.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get it one day.
Spilling it everywhere.
It's really nice. It's got that real nice grippy mouthfeel and the bitterness. It's and makes you like want more. Hey,
yeah.
I'm aware that it's a bigger beer and I don't want to just scull it, but I reckon I could.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, but...
Yeah, I try and balance a lot of the bigger ABVs. Like, you had my Double West Coast and my Imperial Brownie Porter.
Mm.
And I don't like boozy beers, and I don't really like a lot of fusel alcohols coming through in my boozy beers. So if I can find a way to balance that through, then I try and do that. So this actually uses wheat and oats, and it's not even hazy.
Yeah, but it's not clear either.
It's a bit hazy. It's sort of just one of those beers
it's
that
it's not
you
trying to be something huge and amazing. It's just a nice tasting, spectacular beer. So, tell us, how'd you get into brewing?
So obviously when I started home brewing, I joined the IBU, the Ipswich Brewers Union.
Yep.
And then obviously we became mates and I sort of got a lot more involved in it. And I was sort of jumping around jobs at the time and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I liked brewing and I'd just come out of the military. So I was like, let's give this a crack. Long story short, I kept getting knocked back just based on experience. So funnily enough, I started volunteering at Four Hearts.
Yep.
And so I volunteered, for about 6 months. Was working just in bottle shops. Then I started managing bottle shops as well. So I got into the industry that way. Then became a rep for Helios. Finally one day Charlie sort of was like, you want to get on the tools? So I became his trainee brewer, and then Four Hearts was looking for assistance. So I came back to a full-time sort of capacity of blend of assistant brewer and sales.
Yep.
And then I finished my IBD course, and then now I'm the head brewer. So I went from volunteer to head brewer here.
Yeah. Yeah, a few hops, skips and jumps.
Yeah.
Many beers in between.
Volunteer, and... assistant brewer, lead brewer, and now head brewer. So.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And you've had some killer beers coming out that are your recipes. Your chocolate brown porter, Imperial porter, which is a stellar one. Your raspberry donut sour, which I want to put my hand up and take a bit of credit for that one because you never used to drink sours until you came to my house and drank that thing that I thought was appalling, but you liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't super sour too, so it's a good intro to it.
Yeah, I still think your porter's the best one. But your Nipah, your black Nipah, that was good as well.
Yeah.
You've had some killer ones that have come out. You get a bit of freedom here, brew what you want.
Yeah, within reason. Like, obviously, we just did Sweet Heat, so yes, probably, because it's a vanilla ice cream habanero vegan pale ale. So, I work really well with Michael, our business development manager, and him and I put our heads together and I go, hey, I'm thinking about brewing this. And if he goes, I think that'll sell. That's really all that matters to the boss is if we move stock. And, as soon as we started, the Double West Coast sold out before we could even touch it. So, proof's in the pudding for him, the fact that we're making the beers. The Raspberry Donut won silver R&A this year.
Yeah.
And my Laneway Haze won silver as well.
This interview break brought to you by our friends at Convoy.
Hey guys, alrighty, so I just want to go through with you quickly a couple of commercial setups and to show you what's involved, sort of like how these things work and what's in, what you need to do if you need to do some sort of maintenance on them. So these are your lock fittings, so these screw off like that, right? Now, so in there, there's a washer. You need to get that washer out, you need to replace it because that can cause leaks. Same as on your gas fitting. Gas is exactly the same. There's a washer in there, you need to pull that out and replace it because they do wear out, because you sometimes you're using these in a commercial brewery on and off again. This is your gas input, so that fits in there. Okay, so see how that pushes down? You got this big old rubber ring here. You need to pull that out, and then you need to pull out the entire column. I'm not gonna pull this one apart because I borrowed this one from Helios and it's not mine to pull apart, right? Basically, you pull off this little clip, handle comes out, and this is your chute. So you can see all the way through that. Usually you're not supposed to, that at Helios they use these, currently at the moment, this coupler is not used for pouring beer. This is used for filling kegs and that sort of stuff. And there's not a one-way valve in here, all right? So in this one, this is our S type. So this is your A type, this is your S type keg coupler. All right, same thing, pull off the clip, pull off the handle, handle comes off. It's that simple, right? Now, when you want to fix these, things like this, you need to repair those. It's going in and out of kegs all the time, okay? This thing here, it won't go all the way out, but it will pull out to here. So what you need is one of these little things. You can pick it up from Bunnings, they're about $5. Just use the Craftrite ones, they're just perfect. You push the lip up, you can get rid of that O-ring. If you need to use that, you can use that to hook under and pull it off. Very easy to do. Once you've done that, it pushes out the other way, okay? Every time I've come here when it's open, it's obviously we're closed at the moment. We tried to come here before you guys are open so yeah. That we don't take up too much space.
Yeah.
But every time I've been here, it's busy because it's a great spot. Unless it's pouring with rain, obviously. It's a bit harder to try and find a seat for everyone out here.
Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah.
But what, you can seat what, 200?
Yeah, probably a little bit more. We've got a function area upstairs. You know, it's a big venue. We do get really, really busy, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And even Sunday when we do our smoke, like the chef does his smoker stall at the at the end of the laneway there. And we're starting to push a lot of events. Like we did a beer gustation. I've got another one next Tuesday, Tuesday in coming couple of weeks. So yeah, just really trying to push it. And, you know, Four Hearts has only really been around for 6 years, but they've only been wholesale for about two.
Yep.
That man in the back there is our general manager.
Yeah.
So he, you know, he was the one who really pushed wholesale for Four Hearts.
Yep.
He's done a lot of good things for her.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're getting beer out to market and it's making more people come here. Different to a lot of other breweries around the place is that your brewery is actually in your service area.
Yeah.
So what sort of, that's a bit of a struggle, hey, because I know you and I've talked about this quite a bit outside of this chat, but like I know for you, like, so you get Monday and Tuesday, you can brew all day and do all your sort of cellaring work that you need to, but
yeah,
every other day you've got to get it done and packed up before.
Yeah, like, so yeah, Monday, Tuesday is our sort of designated brewing operations days, so we'll brew Monday and Tuesday. Nine times out of 10, we're here early on the days that the bar's open just to get things done. Like, you know, obviously you saw Nick and I kegging off from Unitank in there just before.
Yep.
And that's just purely faced off the fact that I'm sort of at a bit of a tank lock at the moment. You know, just trying to keep up with volume at the moment
is
one of our biggest things because we're just, you know, luckily selling a lot.
Yep.
Cellaring, not too much. Cellaring, we don't have too much of a restriction because our bright tank room.
Yep.
So it just comes down to the organization of the brewery. Like you've sort of just got to be on top of, Monday, Tuesday we're brewing. That's it. We have to get it done. Or Monday canning, for example, or Tuesday brewing. So Monday, Tuesday, some can be up to, you know, Nick and I just did two back-to-back 12-hour days almost.
Yeah. Just to get things done and turned over.
Yeah, and then it tapers off during the week, so it's relative. Like, you know, come Friday afternoon, 12 o'clock, I'm usually sitting here having a beer.
Yeah.
So. Well, I don't mind that.
Yep.
You know, they're looking to get bigger and more, so, you know, next year, you know, we're at complete capacity.
Like,
I can't brew any more beer in my brew schedule. Yep. We have to actually contract brew our limited releases as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's when the owners and everything are starting to go, okay, we need to sort something out.
Yeah.
So we just
keep going. That's a good problem to have, I guess. You get into capacity, but you don't want to go too far with having that limited capacity and missing a market opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. We've had to go off site for a cold storage facility of our own as well as use 3PLs and ALM and things like that. So pushing volume, which is good.
This is like a bit of an institution here because there's a lot of businesses around here and a lot of people come here for business lunches and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the beer that they sit down and pick? Like, you reckon, like the habanero thing that you've got coming out, do you reckon that's going to be a fast mover or it's going to be like some people just going to have like a one taste?
Not for our demographic, no. That's really purely a beer to, one, it was a silly beer that we did with Babs, the Brisbane Amateur Beer Brewers. Probably lager. Like, I turn over our lager really fast here.
Yep.
You know, Sunshine's been one of those lagers I've really been working on when I first came into Four Hots. It was a dry hop lager, it was a rice lager, had a lot going on.
Yep.
And I just brought it back to where the foundation of lager for me sits, and it's just, you know, clean, crisp, bitter, nice balance. The rice gives it a really nice, sharpness, and it's just drinking really, really well. So
yeah, nice.
And also, because we're a destination brewery, because we are the only brewery in Ipswich, probably our supermodel, which is a little 3.5 session ale.
Yep.
Basically, and that's got some good hops in it, you know, Galaxy, Enigma, Vic Secret.
Yeah.
Supermodel. It was Ken's design and recipe, and he was just playing on the fact of, you know, Vic Secret, Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing around with that. But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, cool.
This interview break brought to you by our friends at Bintani.
All right, so this keg coupler has the one-way valve in it. So if you look from that end, it's like got the little ball sort of symbol in there you can see. If you look from that end, it's a straight line because the way that it's shaped is that it pushes up. And so that pushes up and closes the ball. So the ball sits in there and you can't get it off again, okay? And then you get your washer kit, you fit it all back on, put it all back together, okay? All right, we've done this backwards, okay? Oh, also in here, so you'll see in here, there's an O-ring at the top and there's another O-ring at the bottom. It's very important that you maintain these. So sometimes you need to get some lube and you put some lube in here after you've replaced the O-ring. So make sure that all of this is a single unit and it's functioning properly. That's where your gas goes in. And if you can see it in there, there's a little hole where your gas comes out, and that's how these couplers work, okay? That goes back in there. Push it in so you can get your O-ring on properly. This is my one, this is Helio's one. That's why I'm not gonna pull this apart, because it's not mine. This is my one, so I don't mind if I break it, do whatever, okay? Push it up, and then you need to align this up, okay? So you can push your key thing back through, clip it on, okay, that works. Make sure all that's lubed up together. Then you make sure that you put this back on. Okay, it can be fiddly, it can be annoying, but it's as simple as that. So then it's all working back together again. Once you've lubed it, you'll feel it. It'll feel, should feel tight, but not too tight, and it should not be loose like this one is, because there's no lube on this one. But that's essentially how it works. So that's off, and you'll see, because there's nothing protruding. When it's on, that means that it's piercing the keg and beer can come out. And that's basically maintenance of couplers. You want to do it often, you want to check them. You can buy what's called washer kits, and everyone, they come in a kit, a little Ziploc bag with all the little O-rings and seals and everything, just so you can repair your thing. So if you've got 30 taps, you have 30 of these, you need 30 washer kits. It's important, you want to get on it, make sure you do it. Cheers.
Yeah, this building, you know, it's been around since the 1800s.
Yep.
You know, it started as a pump yard, like a water pumping station, hence the name for the actual bar.
Yep.
It's a pump yard. And then left alone for a little while, then it became the like a TAFE, like a mechanical TAFE here. And it's all the classrooms and used to be in.
Yeah, okay.
And it was vacant for quite some time, and then James and Tracy Long bought the whole complex.
Yep.
And
put in a brewery and What's your outlook like in the next 6 months? Have you got anything that you want to, any sort of beer that you're looking at that you really want to get out before, like in the middle of summer? Anything sort of hazy or juicy or something sour that you reckon is just going to
fall
the market?
Yeah, we've decided that Laneway is going to be a seasonal. And you know, it proof's in the pudding with that. It sold really well, it sold really fast. It was the fastest selling beer that Four Hearts has ever had behind the bar as well. You know, we've got the silver from the RNA to back it. And that's probably a beer that I'm going to actually play around with. I'm not going to just keep it. I'll keep it Laneway, you know, but I want to, like, for example, I'm going to be using Lupamax hops. This next time. Still the same hops, so Idaho 7, Centennial and Mosaic, but Lupamax Centennial. Which should be cool. And in terms of just like really like trying to get stuff out there, like as you've seen this year, I've done a raspberry donut sour, I've done an imperial brownie porter, I've done a dark Nipa, done a vanilla ice cream and habanero, like just challenge the status quo and just really tried to design beers that aren't beer but work and just trying to be different to what everyone else is doing. So, you know, I've got a design for a, like an imperial fruit tingle sour.
Yeah, okay.
So,
gonna make it blue, purpley?
Yeah, try to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I had with the raspberry donut, you know, like, it came out that really nice, luscious pink, so.
Yep.
I don't know, if I can, and like, you know, reposition was all about just playing with everyone's heads because everyone just thought, oh, it's dark, it's gonna taste like a stout, but it's actually, you know, sort of more along the lines of this, like really juicy. Not a black IPA.
Fair. I want to go back to something you said with the habanero ice cream one you got. You call it vegan. Now, I know why it's called vegan, but when you hear ice cream, like brewers, we use lactose and things like that. So what did you do different? Is it a trade secret? Can you tell everyone or?
Yeah, no, I can definitely tell everyone because it's not a trade secret because I got it actually passed on to me as to how to make it vegan. It's actually using glycerine or glycerol, whichever you want to call it. So glycerine at certain percentages, you know, will give mouthfeel and depth of flavour.
But also, they use it in spirits, like when they're distilling and stuff, and bourbons and whatnot.
Yeah, and also sweetness, which like bourbon, there's a lot of glycerine in that. So, you know, it gives sweetness. So that's how we establish doing that. So going off of what you're saying for next year, you know, I want to do a vegan-friendly oat cream IPA.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know any on the market at the moment. So, you know, hopefully no one steals my idea now.
This is coming out well later after next year. So you're good, mate. Yeah. You'll be able to get one out.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool. And because I'm only such a junior head brewer, I took over as head brewer February this year, and I've only been commercially brewing for 3 years, and I got about a 6 week handover of going, here's how to be a head brewer.
Deep end. There you are.
Swim. And luckily, I think, you know, I've kept my head above water, so, or above beer.
You're still doing the job.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to work out, you know, like playing around with different, like I use limited releases as my learning curve, because it's a limited release.
Yeah.
If it works, it works. All of mine have worked so far this year, which has been great. But that's where I really get to play around with stuff I've never done with, like cryo hops, Lupamax, glycerine, making a raspberry donut beer. Yeah, I get to sort of go, I'm thinking about this. This is how I think it's going to work. What's going to get me to the end result that's actually going to work? Like raspberry donut will start off as a base sour, and then I had to really bench blend that just to get that balance and those flavors. So. Yeah, so next year will be somewhat the same, like just crazy cool beers that, you know, one, what the market wants, two, that's going to sell, and three, something I actually really want to do.
Is there a market for vegan beer?
100%. There's a bar manager around the area that I've known from, you know, just working previously, and he always messaged me, is this vegan, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, you know, vegan, gluten-free, so I've got a gluten-free pilot batching at the moment as well.
Yep.
You know, we've turned away from what we were doing in the gluten-free realm to something different.
Yep.
I want to do a gluten-free lager.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm working on that at the moment. That's a pilot batching at the moment. So yeah, that, changing our ginger beer as well. Just trying to, keeping it in beer form. I don't really want to do an RTD ginger beer. Just sort of trying to move it into that realm where everyone sort of thinks it is a sort of a light, really light ginger beer.
So. Yeah. No, well, that's awesome. Thanks for the chat.
No worries.
Yeah, can't wait to come down and try more of your beers, as well as have you over my place for barbecues and more beers, as we always do.
But yeah,
100%. Yeah, man. No, cheers for the chat, and thanks for the beer. I'm going to need a top-up by the looks.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers.